G, Leo G, or no G.
You're not bullish enough.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're not bullish enough.
You ain't got the or no. I get stoned by the bolo. Bitcoin set to Olo. Yeah. Experts on reload.
Yeah, yeah. You're not bullish enough.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're not bullish enough.
You ain't got the or no. I get stoned by the bolo. Bitcoin set to Olo. Experts on reload, reload. Man, boo getting hot. Everybody wanna rock. Hey. Runes is coming, everybody on a knot, ay. It's a nuisance, order no revolution, ay. Order no revolution.
Yo, is my guy for real, bro?
Runes stuff.
Got French right now. Yo, BRC420, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit found fire, bro. Imagine if he in here.
Yeah, like it in the steel.
Murder.
I got balls of steel. Nookie's on the field. Yeah, this shit for real. With no calls, I get so far. Got 100 phone calls. Bet I go hard, and they gon' love me. Smoke weed, huddle back. I get shiesty. Where my Bitcoin looking lovely. All this Satoshi's nothing above me.
Bitcoin's alive, what you gon' do? Mempool fees are high, high. Order no, order no, order no. Where does it stop? Nobody knows. It's a revolution, ayy. Bitcoin is the one, no substitution, ayy. We should see in your Gobi, it's order no revolution.
Welcome back to Ordinal Revolution. My name is Shizzy on this channel. We cover the entire Bitcoin Ordinal ecosystems. What is up, guys? We have an amazing show for you guys today. We are live for another Ordinal Hour. We have a community member joining us a little later. We got my man Rick G. Should be a really awesome. He has a newsletter he's going to tell you guys all about. Really amazing newsletter, by the way. I've been checking it out for a while. But we have an amazing show for you guys today as well. BRC20s are running right now. I got some new ones coming out. It's pretty crazy. It's really risky. That's why we're really not talking about it too much, but we're gonna jump into it. We're gonna like analyze them, see what's going on, and why are they pumping. But we're gonna get into all that. But before we do, let me talk a little bit from our friends over at Sat Hunters, my man Francis. Shout out Francis in Tokyo right now, doing his due diligence. So we definitely want to support him and his project. So as the launch of runes gets closer, make sure you etch all your runes at sathunter.com for great rates. Plus, sathunter.com has the top paying referral program in the industry. When you refer a friend, you earn 50% of the service fee paid in Bitcoin. You can track everything on their dashboard. Etch runes at sathunter.com. That's sathunter.com. We have a referral link in the show notes. If you want to use our link to support the show, please do that. And so without further ado, I'm going to bring in my partner here. As always, Mr. Yago B. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, man. Are you buying up all these damn BRC20s? Are you making this market jump, bro?
Man, I'm buying all the frogs, Ribbit. No, I'm dabbling. I'm getting my feet wet again. You know, it's crazy because we really, before this previous Ordinals kind of sustained run, it was really tokens first aggressively, then Ordinal collections for a little bit, and then tokens again. But this last time it was, or we stayed in Ordinals for a while. Like, you know, the collections really had the sustainability in terms of like having different projects actually take that lead over and over, right? So it feels good to get back into tokens, but I feel like I'm a little rusty, right? Like I got front ran yesterday. I should have known better to increase the fee rate, and man, that hurts when you get front ran, doesn't it? Man, like my wife was like, she came in here, she goes, the dogs are scared, because I was like raising my voice, and I was like, I'm like, sorry babies, but it definitely is like a sick feeling in your gut when you get front ran, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I also got front ran on a different token. It was just me being just, I guess, I think you're right. I think it was just me being rusty. I went in, I hit custom, and I hit send. I'm so used to hitting custom when I'm buying ordinals, right? I'm not really worried about, you know, but minting, you got to jack it up, right? And this is why I'm talking about on runes to just buy on secondary, buy 40% higher than the fee cost, or jack up the fees in there. So either way, you're gonna be paying around the same price, right? So for me, it's like, just be careful. Front running sucks. I lost like $600 while I was front running. I think a little bit, maybe a little bit more than that. But I went back in and bought on secondary, and then I made my money back when that price is up on some of them now. So you win some, you lose some. And you know, I have to be better at, you know, if it says 150, which is a lot of money, you know, V bytes, you know. And I got to jack it up to like 175, or if it's close to min out, maybe even 200.
Yeah. I think you really got to get a feel of like, okay, is this token a hot mint? Are there multiple hot mint tokens right now? Okay. So then you get that feel, and then you make the decision off of that. Because if you just try to go, like, it depends on where you are in the mint, right? Like, if you're like first 10% and you're like, okay, I'm just going to go 20 stats by V by over, you could very easily still get front ran. Right. Because then at that moment, the fee rate is like 99 or something. But then like 5 minutes later, the fee rate's 120. Well, you put it at 120. And then when it gets 120, it's still growing. You can get easily pushed to the next block. And for the people that are like, oh, did he yell at his animals? No, I didn't yell at my animals. I was actually yelling at the block saying, go to your home. Are you too good for your home? The Happy Gilmore moment. And so they got nervous and ran to the bathroom. But yeah. So that's kind of how I think, like, I was just like, oh, I know better than this. Next time I mint anything, I'm definitely going to get more of a feel of the current state of like mints at that moment, and that specific mint, how hot it is. So
yeah, I think everything's gonna be hot though. So like I said, I think the best play would probably be to just buy secondary off Magic Eden. I truly think that, because a lot of times when stuff's still minting, when it's still minting after mint out, it's a different story, but when it's still minting, you can get it pretty close to the gas price. I did the same thing with was it red, blue, green, orange yesterday. I got it pretty close to the price that I was going to pay before I got front ran. So, you know, it's there. So, but yeah, we'll get back in. We'll get more into this later, because this is such a big topic. But first, we got to get into the king. We got to figure out what the king is doing.
Sure.
Topic for today.
Let's bring it up. Bitcoin price action. What is next? Let me go ahead and pull this up over here. Sorry, I switched my screens today. Get out of these. All right. Okay, so yeah, I mean, it's doing exactly what I mentioned, I would say, on Wednesday or Tuesday, saying that, like, you know, we'll probably see a chop between 69, 75K, nothing super crazy. I know that's a large range, but this is the hourly chart that we always use. We just are starting to dip down back into the oversold territory and the stochastic RSI for the hourly chart, and we're on our fourth dark red MACD candle. So the sell pressure is there. Again, I don't see anything, you know, like really crazy happening today. I don't see like a dip down to like 63,000 or anything like that. You know, probably range 67, probably lowest, all the way to maybe 71 again, or 70,000. So it's just really been ranging back and forth. I like this. I like that it's ranging, because the halving is next week, and we'll see what happens after the halving. You know, like, I think we all expect probably, you know, aggressive price action upwards. Probably, I would say, like, maybe a week, the week after the halving, but we'll see. What do you think?
For sure. Yeah. I just want to show this real quick. It's kind of more zoomed in version.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Put yours on.
No problem. Yeah. So that's a range of ranges right there, right? But it's also a head and a potential another shoulder here. So we are looking at a potential head and shoulders here, which is normally bad from a technical standpoint. Like I said, I'm not a technical analyst, but I watch a lot of technical analysts, and they've been talking about this head and shoulders here on the daily. But it could also be a bull flag as well, right? So it's either going to be one or the other, but if you look at it, it's almost a perfect head and shoulders. And normally what happens is you go back to the neckline. So you could see 64, 65 potentially this weekend if it completes the head and shoulders. And if it does complete the head and shoulders, you could potentially see back in the 50s again. And which is weird because the head is next week. So
Well, if it completes the head and shoulders, definitely probably 50s, you know, mid 50s around there. Cause that's a pretty, this is the daily. So every red candle a day. So that would have to trickle down pretty far there. But you know, yeah, it would be weird. Not necessarily right around the halving, maybe not so weird. I don't know, but like if it lasts into the end of April, that would be weird. Cause if you look at all the previous cycles for the halving month or year, end of April and May is bullish almost all the time. So we'll see what happens. This still has a chance to bull flag out, up and out.
You could definitely see something like this happen, and then we, you know, start ranging here around 80, 86, somewhere up there as well. But yeah, this is just from, you know, someone who doesn't do technical analysis all the time, but definitely watch a lot of technical guys speak. So
awesome. Yeah, so that's pretty much what's happening in Bitcoin. We're excited about other things, you know, because we know where Bitcoin is actually going to head here in the next 6 months to 12 months. So we're excited about runes. We're excited about now BRC20 is having this resurgence. But before we get into all that, we're going to have to do the shizzy roll call. The roll call.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess maybe something happens where
there might be some
technical difficulties with who won.
I was on last night. I knew I had some stuff to do this morning, so I was on last night doing the banners. And the banners are kind of the topics for the day, if you don't know. And there was – I Walk Alone was number one. I swear he was number one. But I came in this morning. Guys, we did not touch anything, and there's a new number one here. And it's funny because I did star a couple last night. So you can see this one at 2:04 a.m. This is kind of what I think he posted here. But this wasn't even his first comment. This was like his sixth comment. So there's comments I'm missing, guys. Oh, I don't know what happened.
Let's read that comment. This is a comment from I Walk Alone to the community. And it says, don't forget to smash that like button and subscribe. And if you want that real alpha, join the channel to get member vids. I love it. I Walk Alone. That's like perfectly written script right there.
It really is. Thank you, I Walk Alone. And he was number one last night. He was, but right now it's not showing it. But we'll get into your regular stuff here. And we had Tobo. Tobo was actually like number two as well. He put hit the button. So, yeah. But we do have a new member, Todar.
Welcome
to the show. Thank you so much for becoming a member. Really appreciate you. We will have more member videos as we go. Next week is going to be member video craziness. I'm going to be popping in there probably a couple times a day. Just telling you guys what I'm doing personally. That does not mean buy it. That means Shizzy is in, and that means I'm already in. You know what I mean? But I will tell you guys what I'm looking at, potentially we'll be getting into as well. And Yago B, if you could do the same, you know, let's do some short ones, some quick ones. Hey, guys, this is what I'm doing, and then in and out. So, but yeah, man, so continue with this here. We have Todor, not Two Spot. Danny Boy, welcome to the show. BitRens, hey. Green Man. I Walk Alone. He was in the other one, but I'll say him in here. This one, Joko, we got Ebuck in the building, Anti Crypto, Vax Zone, DJ Clitty Litter from the OSD crew, Nocturnal from the OSD crew. Then we have Drex. He says, Shizzy, you are not bullish enough. I'm pretty bullish, my friend. But then we have Vax Zone says, Shizzy, you're not bullish enough. And then we have Batapoo, sup, sup, Fundamental Magdalene. Magdalene, and then we have AOD Art Tim. What's up, my friend? And then we have a special guest right here. We got Tree City West. Tree City West is another YouTuber. He does a lot of Zen stuff. Big fan of Tree City West. Thank you, Tree City, for coming in here. And then we have Neo Meester, and we got Rick G. But we got Rick G coming up in a few seconds here as well. We got Nate Warrington or Warring.
Watering. Sounds British.
Jello, welcome to the show.
Watering.
What's good? Almost done setting up the Ord client. Oh man, Tristan got an Ord client going. And then we have Sixes. I Walk Alone again, and then Danny Boy, and then Crypto Noob just hops in just in time for it right there. So there we go. And guys, we have a special guest here. We have a community member. Let's bring him right in. Rick G, welcome to the show, my friend.
What's up? How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're great, buddy.
Love your hat there, Rick.
Yeah. OG, D-Gods to zero.
Let's go.
Hey, I still believe in Frank. But, you know, let's go. Whatever.
Well, we're grateful to have you on the show. You've been an Ordinals OG. You know, you've been in the space forever. You know, we've had communications with you in the past as well. And you run a Ordinals newsletter or an ecosystem newsletter. Could you kind of explain to the audience what that's about and kind of your experience in Ordinals since you've been in?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it. I don't run the newsletter. I just am part of the news team. It is actually run by the Extra Ordinals, Ordinal community, which are some Neo-Tokyo elite citizens who founded this early in, like, I think I'll say January, maybe early February of last year. So I jumped in right away being a Neo-Tokyo citizen myself. So I've been with these guys for a long time, and they've been putting out a newsletter for the Neo-Tokyo side, and then they started doing it for the Ordinal side. And so I really dove into the BRC20 stuff in, like, you know, May of last year when it was really popping off right after the Miami Bitcoin conference. It went crazy. So I started just really diving, and that's how I found you guys. I started looking for on YouTube, it's BRC20, and the old DeFi discussions popped up, you know.
Let's go.
You're OG, like, OG, yeah, bro.
It was like you and maybe like two other people that were even talking about BRC20s at that time on, you know, on YouTube or whatever. A couple people, Swapski or whatever, on Instagram and things like that. So I started doing a couple little write-ups on the different tokens that were coming out and when everything was going crazy. So yeah, so the newsletter is a weekly a newsletter that covers the Ordinal space, you know, a little bit of everything, just the newest news, Meta, Alpha, and, you know, I write a little bit about mostly BRC, but, you know, I did a couple of things here and there because I just, yeah, I'm in the space, kind of like, you know, following you guys, following some other people, and just always in there, you know, grinding, minting, trying new stuff, new protocols, Merlin. I found out about Merlin through you guys, you know, early, you know, so yeah, that's, and then, yeah, I just been a degen, you know, for 4 years in the crypto space, and been a Bitcoin degen since last February. And yeah, it's just been, I enjoy trying out these different things, you know, test nets and, you know, all the different protocols, and some win, some lose, and, you know, that's the way it goes.
For sure.
Exactly.
It seems like you are early to everything, my friend. You are early to everything, or early to us, early to Ordinals, early to D guys, early to Neo Tokyo, because they're pretty expensive. I was curious, what do you know about Limitless from Bitmap Emporium, being a Neo Tokyo citizen yourself? Could you tell us anything about him?
Yeah, I have never, you know, met him or anything, but just been a follower for a long time. I think he's like a day one mentor long ago. I didn't get in that early because them puzzles and riddles are so, like, you know, I just know that he's been building tons of games in the Web3 space, and now with the Bitmap Emporium, I really think it's going to be like a nice grouping of the OGs in the Bitmap and Metaverse kind of play, you know, and with a little bit of gamification with the riddles and all the different, Neo Tokyo style type, you know, games and codes and riddles and things. He has a great background. I've listened to him on a couple of AMAs through the Neo Tokyo group, and he is very well-spoken, very OG into crypto and into just, you know, everything. All kinds of gaming, Bitcoin, you know, Ethereum side. So, yeah, I'm bullish on the Bitmap Emporium. And thank gosh the Extra Ordinals community has hooked us up with some good spots there. And I saw you guys just got some codes, I believe. I saw the post earlier today. So, good job. Now we're all in. So, I'm bullish on the metaverse play of it, you know, because it might be that's where some of the real builders are going to get in. I know IMSO Chris has been doing great work, and a few other people, Jeff, of course, you know, but that might be the one group of everybody getting in there and really grinding out some cool stuff.
Yeah. You know, I was actually talking to Shizzy yesterday, I think, about this, and it was one of our short topics about, like, you know, when the Bitmap ecosystem will really start to flourish again. And this could be something that kind of jumpstarts that again, right? I feel like we've needed something exciting recently. And could you talk a little bit about like what the Neo Tokyo energy is like and what it could possibly bring to like Bitmap and Ordinals?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, again, I'm not a super elite citizen, but I know some of those guys, and they are really motivated. They have great connections, great backing. And yeah, I think if Limitless and the other guys, because actually I think some of the guys in Extra Ordinals are going to be helping out in some capacity over there as well. You know, the founders of Extra Ordinals are very, very, very well connected. They're all elite citizens, and bringing in that connection from all different chains, from all different backgrounds, from marketing, from, you know, the gamification side. That's, yeah, it's really, it's almost limitless, really. And yeah, because I mean, and that's what I think he's, you know, he has a big vision, I'm sure. And, you know, laying it out properly and building the community, building the, you know, the right core of people, the right crew. And once that happens, then the big brains all get together and, man, we just ride their coattails.
Yeah,
I'm down for that, man. Real quick, before we get into our first topic today, could you just tell us, if I want to sign up for the newsletter, what would be the best way to do it?
Well, right now it's been gated to our Orbital holders, which is a collection that they dropped for the OGs, and it was free. And now they have a crazy floor price because they get you into all the gated channels for the alpha and all those things like that. But we just recently did an edition that was inscribed, like the first recursive newsletter, and I can send you links later. But so we have our first newsletter that's been inscribed, and we're going to have now, you know, each issue that will be attached, you know, parent to child and all that stuff is going to be connected to the original one that we just put out just a few weeks ago. So in the future here, they're talking about where it's going to be spread out more to other communities and have some ways of distributing it to more eyes, because that's obviously the goal. But for right now, it is in the Extra Ordinal Discord server, and you know, you can join there. And right now we're actually having a second collection dropping on the 16th, not to shill it too much, but it's called Unchained, and it'll be dropping the 16th. So it's going to be a very low price entry fee, and that very well might get you access to some of those things. So I don't know what's up with the future of that, but it's just a good starting point.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Good.
We'll get the links. Yeah. And we'll get the links in the description, and appreciate that, Rick, for breaking that down, your experience and, you know, the upcoming mint with the Bitmap Emporium, and, you know, just what your community brings. We appreciate that. So what we're going to do is kind of get into some of these topics, since you do have the experience in the space, and we'll kind of just run the show kind of normal how we do and just get your perspective as well.
Sounds good. Right. I'm game.
Perfect. So I just want to remind everyone, please add your questions to the chat. We're going to get to those at the end of the show in the Ordinal After Hour, but let's go ahead and jump right in here. So the first topic, which is on our thumbnail here, it says no faith in runes. But I don't know, man. Like, Shizzy is so bullish on runes. It's weird that, like, this is our first brand, but I think there's reasoning behind that. You want to kick that off?
It's because the BRC20s are moving, bro. They're not just moving. They are lighting the mempool up to 180, right? It even had me, who is like, my runes hat has been on for over weeks now. I'm minting BRC20s again. Like, so are people just excited? Or are they actually losing faith in runes and saying, you know what, Domo might be the way to go here? You know, it's BRC, you know, they're coming. Runes are overhyped. So I'm just curious what you guys think. Are people losing faith in runes right now?
Real quick. So the mempool has calmed down a little bit. It's 136, calmed down. But like, I did hear some news about, you know, I think CB Spears put out that some of the fee spikes are from snipers, mempool snipers that are trying to take control of the PSBTs from Magic Eden and that kind of situation, right? So hijacking those buys and stuff. But Rick, what's your perspective on this? What is this BRC20 movement that's happened the past, you know, 2, 3, 4 days, that's kind of like shot everything up? What do you contribute that to?
Well, yeah. First of all, I think it's a lot of the pups have taken over. Obviously, they went crazy. That community is, you know, ridiculous, hardcore. And so they go hard on everything. But it might be a little bit of, you think it's the anticipation of runes. We have nothing to do. It's like we had that last degen last week of grabbing a few extra dollars to then go into runes, you know. But I've been a huge BRC 20 fan since the beginning. I know it's clunky and has the bloated of, you know, the UTXOs and all the issues it does have. But you know, there's so many places that have built so many things around it and has so much infrastructure already that I don't just see it being abandoned. But if people can then integrate it somehow into the runes, if it is a quicker, cleaner, easier, you know, smoother transaction, I'm all for that, obviously. But I don't say there's no faith in runes. I know there's a lot of faith in it just from hearing from everybody and all the discords and all the, you know, channels and things. But right, there is a little bit of a resurgence of VRC20s and, you know, attributed to a couple of big hype projects, and then a little bit of maybe we have a week to go before some other action starts.
Yeah. Good. Great points with that. You know, like transitioning mentally out from like the ordinal collections, right? Because like you had Shizzy, I want to say like probably a month and a half ago, maybe almost saying, I'm starting to get liquid in for runes. Like, so, you know, if people had this like mentality to get liquid out of their ordinals collections, and it took all the way up until probably like last week, really, until some of these ordinal collections stopped, you know, pumping so hard, and some of them are still pumping, like the puppets are just nuts. You can't stop that. But for the most part, like mentally, they've already moved themselves into degenning for tokens. It's like the only place they can do it right now is BRC20, right? So that could definitely go towards that. What are you thinking, Shizzy?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, with this right here, I'll show it real quick. We got 7 days, 12 hours, 31 minutes, 21 seconds, right, till the halving. So it says halving, but to me it says runes, right? Bitcoin runes clock, right? So I'm just so ready, and I think that's why I got into a couple tokens yesterday. And yeah, so I think you guys are right. I don't think the faith in runes is all, but this could drive some competition, right? So what happens as we lead up into there? Do we see a lot of these sell off that are pumping right now, and people kind of get liquid for runes, or are people just not going to get liquid for runes and they're just going to kind of run the BRC20s?
Well, yeah, I think that some of this is going to have to cool off. I mean, just like everything, you know, they run up, they come down, they might go up again later, but for now, the only one that I see sustainable that keeps just going for it won't stop is pups. There's been a couple other things that's been going up and down, you know, the wizard, the node, and then a few of the really degen plays. Corn went up for a minute and now world peas, you know. So, yeah, you know, the pups thing was great, and it will cool off. But, you know, I have a lot invested in some of these, so I don't want them to see them to go to zero, obviously. But I just I think they can be integrated into runes or have some kind of, you know, combination to where you can take the ton of liquidity that is in BRC20 and then a bunch of liquidity that is waiting for runes, and maybe it can all be merged together in one big happy family down the road, or, you know, but, you know, that's yet to be seen. But yeah, I hope BRCs just don't go to zero, obviously.
Yeah, no, that's perfect transition to our, you know, next topic, which is very similar topic to what we're talking about, is BRC20 is minting like crazy. Like the BJ token is a play off of the puppets community. The RBGO, red, blue, green, orange, is a play off of the OMB community. P is another one off of the puppets. So like the thing that we're starting to see, which is weird, is that like these ordinal communities are starting to deploy these BRC20s, right? And it like makes the most sense to me that like these should be the memes of, like, you know, the strong meme tokens of the future. And why hasn't this been the meta before, of like, you know, like for example, Bitcoin frogs, whenever they were running back in November, like strong, why didn't the frogs community you know, deploy a Ribbit or, you know, and stuff. And now it seems like that's what's happening. Is this going to be the new meta? Do we feel like this is what how it's going to be in the future, where Bitcoin meme tokens are going to be connected to a ordinal collection? We'll start with you, Rick.
Well, I think some of these tickers have been deployed long ago, and they were either, you know, a few people just, you know, minted them. I got a whole, you know, wallets full of all kinds of tickers that are, you know, whatever.
True DJ right there.
Yeah. I mean, well, back in the day, I was just trying, I deployed a bunch of stuff just to try it out. You know, there was talks of Unisat rewards and all that stuff and helped us get in early to the other things. But, you know, some of these were deployed a long time ago, and maybe now they are being adopted by the community, which would be the best way, because now if you deploy something, you know, there are some tickers left, obviously, but, you know, anything that's somewhat decent is pretty much gone, I believe, you know, unless you have something really weird or whatever. But yeah, so I mean, I think, you know, in that regards, you know, the P's and the things like that, you know, yeah, it's going to be tough to say where they, you know, they're going to be memeable for a minute until the next meme comes up. And then, you know, because the meme token from BRC20, it ran up a lot. And then it's kind of died down, and then it has its ups and days. Pepe, the same thing. Pepe was, you know, those were minted way back in last May or whatever. And now, you know, they still get a run every now and again just because they have a little bit of community behind them. But, you know, some of these might have a community, and that's where the frogs, I think, or Goose and Knolls and places like that did the honk, and some places did some things like that. And that's where, you know, I think it has some sustainability. Again, if you can maybe integrate it with runes and see how it all goes, but going back to the previous thing about what, you know, does, you know, faith in runes, Bob Bodley had that great take on runes, you know, not being as great as it is, and BRCs are so much, you know, advancement that it's really a small gap as it was maybe 6, 8, 9, 10 months ago.
Yeah. Good point. And then Trudy, like I think that these communities, they need to pick one, because obviously, like, you have BJ and Peas and then World Peas, and like those are three plays, and the Pups is the main token. So Pups is their token for the community. Yeah. But it just seems like if they keep doing these, they're splitting like liquidity. But what do you think? Do you think this could be like a new meta for strong meme tokens?
I'll question for you real quick. What does the BJ stand for?
I'm just kidding.
Let's keep our monetization for today.
I'm glad you didn't ask me that.
I know you would have went right at it. But yeah. So what was your question again for
should this be the new meta to where like the ordinal collection should have one strong token for their community, and that is like a strong Bitcoin meme token from now on?
Yeah, I think all these communities are gonna have multiple tokens. I don't think it's just one anymore. I think the Pups prove that you can handle that, right? So you're gonna have the one winner, and then you're gonna have a lot of derivatives, just like on the other side of things with the ordinals and the digital artifacts. You have your Pups, but then you have like 9 other collections that do really well. So I think you could see the same meta happening on the token side of it as well.
Yeah, but before BRC20s and fungible tokens on Bitcoin, like when were there like a token, when was there like a meme token that was launched with a collection? The only one I can think of is Apecoin and Bored Ape Yacht Club, right? But like, and that worked out pretty well, like in the beginning, like, you know, a lot of those holders made good money off of that if they sold. But like over here, I feel like it makes sense because, you know, like for them to have one main token, like Pups, obviously I'm using the best example because it is killing it. Like absolutely. Like I think when I woke up this morning, it was like $84. I mean, that's nuts. Right. So, and it's 7,777,000 supply. So let's cut the 21 million and by a third. And it's actually a little bit more than that, but you know, so like if you were to put it like to a track price relative, you're looking at a third of what, $84. What does that be? It's like $26 or something, you know, that, which is crazy because like that's how strong this thing has run up. And really, I don't know, man. Like every time I think I'm like the Pups energy is about to get curbed. It's about to stop. It goes like times five when I think that. So like, when does this puppet's energy like calm down?
I think that new liquidity is coming in, or is that just rotating money around and around and around?
I mean,
I think people are selling rune pups, and that's kind of where it's coming from. Rune pups are going for 0.15. That was 0.15 that they didn't have before.
Puppets, you mean?
Rune pups.
Oh,
rune pups were airdropped, and they're kind of like, they're doing really well. People are buying them up to get these rune tokens. I think the guys who originally got them airdropped now have extra liquidity, and they're actually throwing it into these tokens. And yeah, you know, I got to remember, the La Pepes, or what are they called? The La Puppets or something. A free mint to them guys. Like, they have a lot of money. They have a lot of liquidity, and they're using it. And I think that's why Pups is going up. And you know, it's cool. It's a cool name token. And they already said it's going to be a rune, right? So it's like it has everything going for it.
Yeah, I mean, and their community energy is nuts. We saw that firsthand in NYC. So it's definitely going to be interesting.
They're all ketamine and they're all just buying shit, right? So they're all just at their computers like...
Well, I don't know what that... I mean, they definitely use that word a lot, but I don't know if they're on it. But let's take a look at some of these BRC20s that are in the top right now. Share my screen real quick. And then we can kind of just do like the top 10 and see what you guys are thinking in terms of bullish or bearish on these. I would use Shizzy's favorite game here. I'm going to do a refresh here. All right. So we'll go for the top 24 in volume. So Pups, all right, they're sitting at $69. So they pulled back. Are we bullish or bearish? We'll start with Rick.
You know, short term, you know, I would be a little bearish just because it's, you know, it's run up so much. But yeah, over long term, definitely bullish on their, of course, the pups and all the community and the token in general. You know, has a great supply, has a, you know, a good amount of holders, obviously tons of volume. So yeah, I'm bullish long term.
What about you, Shizzy?
I'm kind of neutral in this. I really don't have a feel for it. I don't want to say if I had to pick one, I would pick bearish, but I just feel like that's not the way to go. I'm not going to bet against these guys.
Okay. Yep. No, I think that's good. I'm not going to even say anything, because like, I feel like if I say bearish and it's going to, well, that's good for the holders. It's going to go up like 10 times 10, but overall I'm bullish on that energy. So, all right. We'll just go through a couple of these actually. Cause we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So, Node is one that's been kind of in there. There's like this battle between like Node Monks and the puppets. But then because Node Monks said, we don't claim the Node token, Pups were like, let's pump it. Cause they said they don't claim it. Right. So what about Node, like bullish or bearish, Rick?
Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm kind of like maybe like neutral. You know, it might run up a little bit just because it has some, you know, some people behind it or whatever. But yeah, since it's not, you know, Node Monks related or per se or whatever, then, you know, it has, I say, more, maybe a little more downside, you know, short term. And then long term, it very well might, you know, be, yeah, not good.
What about you, Shizzy?
I'm bearish on this one. I don't think this. I think it might go up a little bit more, but I think heading into runes, this is one of them that's really going to dip.
Yeah, I think the community needs to claim it. Like, you know, the founders don't have to, but like if the communities claim them, then they give a little bit more firepower to them. And then let's go to, okay. So this situation is interesting. You have OMBI that was a community like. Some of the OMB communities claim it. Some of it say this is not the OMB community. That one kind of, you know, shot up. It's at 24 cents right now. And then you have RBGO, which is red, blue, green, orange. So this is also, you know, some of the OMB community claim it. Some of it don't. But it seems like, you know, the people that run spaces and stuff like that are more towards the RBGO. Like, what do you guys think about this like situation? Do you think OMB, let's not even talk about each of these individually. Does OMB have enough community power to like push a meme token?
I would think they do. Unfortunately, that's one that I just never got into. If they do push anything, it usually or should do very well. But both of those tokens, I have really not a ton of info on, because, you know, I'm not part of the OMB crew. But if somebody does claim it and part of their crew and they actually want to make something of it, then I would totally be bullish on it, you know, in the long term. But until that point, I would almost kind of be like a little bit of neutral if they can kind of, you know, come together and pick one, or have a some kind of, you know, I guess, agreement or whatever, and pump it or use it or until or make it for some utility or something. But until that time, I don't know which one to do. These are all just speculations until runes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right. Shizzy, you same question.
Yeah. You know, yesterday we had one of our topics was OMB buy, right? And then they're going to go to Solana or some crap, right? And that's why they're pumping it up, because going to Solana. And then you got to remember too, is what this stands for. I mean, you said it earlier, but red, blue, green, orange, right? That's a really good ticker, and that could potentially be a rune, right? So you can name it that, you know, red underscore blue, etc. So I don't know. I'm very bullish on this. This is actually the token that I minted yesterday and got front ran on, because I felt like a noob. And then I ended up buying on secondary, and I am up right now. I'm up about double. So I'm very happy about that. Will I hold it going into rooms? Probably not. But it was definitely fun to do it again. And if I had to pick one of the two, definitely this one. And again, it's the reason, because Tommy Two Clubs, which is in the cabal, in the OMB cabal,
there's official that he's in, but
he's in the cabal. If anyone's in the cabal, it's Tommy Two Clubs. If you have your PFP OMB, you're in the cabal, right? So, but no, just joking around. But I think that he's in the know there, and it may not be in the know with ZK, but he's in the know with the community, and he's for this too.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I agree. I think that if they can get, you know, the community can get a consensus on which one they're geared towards, I think OMB has that, you know, push power to be able to, you know, get a good community token going. But I like this. I like, yeah, you know, like one community token forming for these strong ordinal communities. And the last one we'll hit on is actually ZBit. I think it's a good one to finish on, because this is the you know, BTC Machines community that have claimed the ZBit token, and it kind of did its thing and ran up to $2.50. Not bad. Bullish or bearish on this one, Rick?
Oh yeah, totally bullish on the ZBit and the BRC machine community and Mr. Lucky. And yeah, that's a real machine. They keep grinding, pumping out great stuff, and that token has been around for a while, and they have a great use case for it already. I see it long term, you know, being great. So I'm bullish short term, mid term, long term on anything pretty much BTC machines.
All right, Shizzy.
Yeah, bullish. After meeting Mr. Lucky, we had him on the show on Tuesday. He just seems like a really amazing guy with a lot of energy and a lot of projects. And, you know, he was talking to us about, you know, he's working on 11 projects right now. And that's just one guy of a team of, like, I think he said 6 or 7. So, yeah.
Real quick. I just want to clarify, not like separate ordinal projects, just like tasks. He's very talented. So go ahead.
Well, that's what I meant. So interlocking projects, yeah, of the BTC machine umbrella, right? So he's working on a lot of different things underneath that umbrella of BTC machines, and that got me very bullish on them, a lot more bullish than I was. And that's one thing that we're lucky to do with the show, is we get to talk to people like BTC Machine, Mr. Lucky, and really kind of like when you're sitting there and you're interacting, you really get a good feel on the person. And I'm very bullish on Mr. Lucky.
Yeah, I'm bullish as well on ZBit and that ecosystem. I think we're going to, you know, really get to see what BTC Machines has been building here in the next like 3 to 6 months, because they are excited about the runes transition to be able to integrate the payment rail and stuff with ZBit. So that's going to be very, very interesting. And that will do it for, you know, the bullish or bearish for BRC20s. But yeah, I think it's, you know, exciting to have a little bit of degeneracy before, you know, the runes protocol launches, and kind of get that feel of being you know, trading again. But this next topic, and we'll kind of wrap it up with BRC20s, because this next topic is about BRC20s, but this, we'll wrap it up with this. Mm-hmm. Layer One Foundation had a Spaces with Domo this morning, and Lorenzo from Unisat, a Best in Slot, and they were talking about the next phase. And I was listening to some of that, and they were talking about stable coins, open source code for other builders to come in and build AMMs and swaps in the modular system. But when, once they were asked, the presented the question of when will this be ready to Lorenzo, he said next month. So is that like, should they be trying to push that to capitalize in, you know, with this Runes launch, or do you think next month is perfect because that will give people time to kind of chill out from Runes? Go first, Ruth.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, May would be fine. I mean, if they can, you know, better put it out later and not screw it up and rush it out and have problems, you know, that's always, you know, better in my opinion. But I missed that spaces. I wish I would have, because I was kind of running around and making sure I was prepared to talk with you guys. But yeah, I'm bullish on Domo and whatever they can do with that system and make it work. So, you know, if it comes out a little bit later into May, it might be great. It might be a little bit of a lull again after the Runes, you know, blow off and hype, and then we take a little, maybe into the little light beginning summer break, and that might be a great time to kind of, you know, revamp, rejuvenate the summer lulls or whatever, if they do arise.
Yeah, good points. Chizzy.
Yeah, I mean, nothing happens with a transfer inscription, right? BRC20s, if they don't figure out this transfer inscription thing, then you know, that'll really show if I'm bullish or bearish going forward on this. If they can figure out a way, they already said it, right? But to me, the only way of doing that is a complete burn. It's a complete new protocol. I don't think you can upgrade this protocol the way it functions today. You know, you're going to have a new way of coding it. And I don't think that that's possible without a full burn one side and get it on the other side. So we'll see. Unless they fix that issue immediately, I don't see there being really a next phase.
Yeah. So that's a good point. You know, they're obviously trying to get it into this modular system that we both interacted with, right? So when you swap on the Unisat swap right now, once you get it into the swap, so essentially it's a bridge into their swap, right? Then it's very flexible and all this stuff. Do you think that type of an environment can thrive?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing it right now with Merlin, right? The same thing. I do think that thrives. And if they're just going to put it all, and they're just going to make BRC20 as a layer two, then that's completely different. But then Runes will be the significant one on layer one, right? So Runes will be the layer one protocol. And, you know, you can have Runes everywhere. But BRC20s are probably going to be on layer two because the transfer inscription is a big deal. You can't do DeFi with the transfer inscription.
Yeah. Yeah, and stable, but stable coins and stuff like that definitely sound like next phase, you know. So are you on this, in the same boat, Rick, with Shizzy, with, like, you know, if they are able to create that environment, it will be more like a layer two, and Runes will take that layer one position?
Yeah, absolutely, because I mean, it's the same, like I said, I mean, there's just, you just can't have all that extra steps and all that, you know, what BRC20 is. I mean, you know, we're using it now, but we just kind of, you know, we know, and the same thing, it's a pain when you are in a rush and you want to get it done quicker and you can't. And then, you know, again, making these LP pools on some of those protocols we tried, it was clunky, and taking them out is clunky, and it, you know, waits so many blocks, and yeah. So right. Yeah. I'm totally. Yeah. If they can't get it, then the next phase might not be a next phase, like you said. You know, and that's why, if it takes even longer, I would let them say May, June, whatever. Just, you know, if it works, great. But if it just, don't put it out there and have us, you know, break stuff and then whatever, you know.
Yeah. No, that's really, really good points. Yeah. A lot of times people try to rush product to market because they want to be first or whatnot. And sometimes it's just better to take your time and make it a better user experience, because at the end of the day, like, user experience, all for the most part, will win out, right? Convenience, you know, stuff like that, security. But everybody, make sure you put your questions in the chat. We will get to them in the Ordinal after hour. But Shizzy, anywhere you want to go specific next?
Take a look at the banners. Let's do something for the Benny boys here, right? Let's hit on. I love Benny. I do, and we.
But so do you love the Benny boys though?
The Benny boys don't love me. I love them. I love them with all my heart, man. But they don't so love me back. But because I'm critical on things that I know that can be better, and there just aren't, you know what I mean? And I'm sorry for that. But like, I'm going to be critical. If Merlin starts to mess up, I'm going to be critical of Merlin. You know what I mean? I'm just critical on stuff that I'm bullish on and then not moving in the right way. But now it seems like TAP is moving in the right way. But we did reach out to Benny. Well, Yagobi did, and to get him on the show, and he hasn't seen it yet. You could see on Telegram if they've seen it yet, and he has not. So we would try to get him on the show. We would love to get all the updates possible for you guys. We love Benny on the show, and we have Benny on the show twice already. And yeah, but let's jump into first. We were the first ever to interview Benny the Dev. Where is that? Do you see that on here?
Well, I have. Okay, you're talking about the Uniswap. Yeah, it's right here actually.
Okay, cool.
So what I'm sharing right now is a website that you can actually swap TAP tokens other than Ordinal's wallet. No offense, guys. You guys definitely want to hand it to you guys. We're the first to really put a marketplace out there. But I think that like there needed to be something that was dedicated solely to TAP DeFi. And that's what this says right here. And this was actually promoted by the Track team and TAP teams as well. And it says it's unitap.io. As of right now, my one complaint about the UI is, you know, I feel lost at first because this get started button is kind of blended in with the colors, but I have connected one of my wallets that does have TAP tokens, right? So I'm going to click the get started button here. And then another thing, and I'm sure they're going to, you know, make this a better UX, but I actually have to search the tokens that I want to trade, and I haven't looked at my TAP tokens in a long time, right? So I just copy that. I'm going to go to track and go to the legacy tracker, type, paste that in, and then I'm going to look at these tokens here. Okay, so I'm going to search Benny. And bam. So it does tell me my Benny balance right here, and then it shows the transactions on this website. I don't know if these are test transactions or what, but this person put an order in to give Bitmap to receive Benny. He was wanting 135 Benny, and he gave up 74.07 Bitmap for that. And then he did a total of 10,000 Bitmap, right? So he was buying the Benny token. So, you know, I feel like it's a start. The UX, in my opinion, definitely needs to be more marketplace-friendly type of UX. But what are your thoughts of this? This is new, so we'll start with you, Rick.
Yeah, that's funny. I just joined their Discord like Wednesday maybe. Got an invite, jumped in there. It's all these sites, and literally then got sidetracked with something and never actually connected and did what you just did there. So, but yeah, I do have a bunch of TAP tokens from back in the day, Benny and all kinds of stuff, and negative TAP or the first one that he did, Gib, and all that stuff. So that would be great if they can make that. That would be awesome, because the only other one that I remember, Ordinal's wallet did it, and then I think didn't SatsX.io have yes. some TAP stuff in there at one point, and not a lot of volume except for, you know, maybe one or two tokens, and it still wasn't much. But yeah, if they can, that's the whole thing. I know you've been critical of it, and I think a lot of people have, because Benny and the Track team have been around. I mean, I found out about them back in like May or whatever, you know, so they've been around doing stuff for a long time, and they have built a lot of things. And then it kind of almost got like a little bit, you know, too spread out, and things then kind of tailed off, and then, you know, here we are. But if they can, you know, kind of hone it all back in and focus on that and get that marketplace going and get some real easy trades and the order books or whatever, then yeah, I'm all for it, because, you know, I have some of those, and there are a few good community projects that are, you know, being led in that space, and that's what you want, you know, get behind those and help promote it and see it you know, work.
Yeah, I agree 100% with that. Shizzy, real quick, and then I got one more question about this for Rick. But Shizzy, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I think I said it before, but I think Santiago is a big reason why TAP isn't where it should be. And I say that because he made so many promises in the beginning, and we were all excited back in October December was testnet. I mean, we're sitting here in April and we still don't have a TAP exchange that we were promised. And a lot of people saw that and didn't build because Benny was behind Santiago. Benny was helping them guys. So like, why would you build an exchange when the dev who created the entire ecosystem is already helping one of the exchanges? So you can't be first, right? So that opportunity to be first isn't there. But someone like Unitap here, they're coming in and they're being the TAP exchange that we thought TapX was going to be. So I'm very bullish on this. I love the progression. I feel like these guys are going to really progress going forward. And I am very bullish on TAP 100%. And I think it'll be successful. Again, it needs to figure out a way to get rid of the transfer inscription if we're going to be able to do DeFi on layer one. So but I am very bearish on transfer inscriptions, very bullish on the people that are building this. So
yeah. Yeah. All right, everyone, we got 230 people in here. Make sure you put your questions in the chat for the after hour. We'll answer those questions, start answering those questions in about 5 minutes. Okay, so real quick, short answer, Rick. You know, we're talking about TAP and we talked about runes and BRC20s. There's tons of meta protocol fungible token standards. Do you see one winner or do you see multiple winners?
Short answer, I'd like to say multiple. But realistically, it's always going to come down to the whoever everybody, you know, goes and uses and whatever the consensus, the invisible hand, as the block runners say, the invisible hand will choose the winner.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely a fair answer there. All right, Shizzy, we are running short on time, but I know there's a big event. So first we'll start with. It seems like you have a message to Merlin Starter. Do you want to get into that? Or
yeah, so their IDO today is, and we had them on the show, and so we're in their Telegram with them, organizing the show. And I told them, I said, "Yo, if you guys want the community back, this is what you have to do. You guys have this NFT, right? Make it significant. So you're basically able to take this NFT now and take it to their site and stake it. But it's not really staking; it's really burning. You're able to burn this NFT, and you're going to get MSTAR tokens. The MSTAR launch is happening right now on their site. So if you want to participate in the IDO, you can do that. But for me, I told them, I said straight up, I was like, if you guys want the community back in good faith, then you guys have to make this a significant, like 5x of what the price is of the NFT. Give that to the people who burn these things. And they gave me the thumbs up. They said that's a really good idea. So I don't know. Definitely bullish on the NFT now. Are they going to listen to me? I have no idea. I'm just some slub on the internet who shares his opinion all too much, right? So it's just one of those things that, you know, it'd be awesome if they do. And, you know, that could really help them going forward, right? So, but yeah. Their launch is right now if you're interested in the MSTAR token.
Yeah, and so that is on merlinstarter.com. And then if you go to the launch pad, I think their website might be having a little bit of trouble right now, but maybe it's just my end. But yeah, I'm not having no yeah. issue. So Merlin Starter is the launch pad on Merlin Chain, right? So one of the reasons that, you know, our channel's been bullish on it is because if you look at a lot of the past cycles or this past cycle, DeFi cycle, infrastructure, the launch pads did the best initially. And so that's why, we were bullish on it to start with. We'll see how it goes. They definitely partnered with large like dApps and stuff. I think they're helping Surf. They're helping, they've already done the Merlin Swap IDO and stuff like that. Rick, have you had a chance to dabble in Merlin too much or not really?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because I found out early from you guys. Was it maybe January-ish, I think, or right around the beginning of the year, end of last year, whatever. Because Jeffrey from Recursiverse, and then it was Merlin, and so I dabbled around. I got some hoo-hoo a long time ago. Got the Voya airdrops. I'm bullish on Merlin. If they can, the one EVM side works a lot easier. You know, when I use the MetaMask side and everything is pretty quick and simple. When I use the Unisat side, it is clunky and slow and some issues. So I don't know what they're, you know, if they're going to work on that, if it can be and all that stuff. That's beyond my knowledge. But if that makes it easier, then great. But yeah, I'm bullish on everything. And I think having that EVM side will help bring over some people from other chains, which they are already familiar with, you know, using MetaMask and things like that. And then us native guys, if they can make the Unisat side, you know, really easy and make it better or something, then, you know, it's all good. But yeah, you guys are delaying me. I need to go to this Merlin starter. So,
it's really interesting in your case. Like for us, the people that have watched us, they know that, you know, we've had a relationship with Jeff and his project since going back to last summer, but you've kind of seen that too, because you've been in the space for a long time. So you've got to see Jeff build different platforms, right? Is that correct or no?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of dabbled around in the recursive verse thing when all that stuff was going on, and I didn't really get in because the whole, you know, metaverse bitmap thing, I own a bunch of bitmaps, but I didn't really play with the metaverse thing or get in it too much. But yeah, I mean, you know, that guy can build like whatever. It's like if he puts his mind to it, like, you know. So I'm really, and you know, with the backing that they have and the products that he's launched, they've all been great. And you know, so I'm totally down with whatever Jeffrey can do. And if he keeps on going, Merlin starter, Merlin launchpad, Merlin swaps, you know, Merlin meme coins, you know. So yeah, I'm all about it.
Yep. All right, awesome. Well, that wraps up the Ordinal Hour. Anything we forget, Chizzy?
I think we're good. We have a few more topics, but we can save them for Monday.
Yep. So. Awesome. And Rick, you were amazing. If you don't mind sticking around for a little bit longer, we're going to get to some of these questions in case someone has a question for you as well.
That's great. I got a little time. I'm actually going to go grab my charger for the laptop. So give me like 2 seconds. I'll plug it up so I don't lose connection.
All right. Perfect.
Is that fair?
Fair. That works.
Thank you.
All right.
But while he does that, we'll jump into these. But yeah.
Yeah. So we'll go into these. The first question is usually from the person that's first. I walk alone. Any idea when the Rune Pro Trader Pass mint will be? Did they announce that? Let's see.
Call him up. Get him on the phone.
Oh, call him up. I don't think there was an official announcement. I do think it is, you know, pretty soon, because, you know, their platform is going to be launching here probably in the next week and a half. But we can definitely look into that to see, you know, when that exact date is. We'll know, and we'll post that probably on our Twitter and then also in our Discord. So. Yeah. Appreciate the question. I walk alone. All right. Let's see.
Not a lot of questions, guys. Come on here, guys. You guys got more questions than this. Come on.
Yes, sir. We got one. From Zish. He's asked, who's the gentleman today? Good to be here. So that's Rick G. You probably missed his introduction. He's a longtime community member and just Ordinals OG. So, he's asking, why D gods to zero, Rick? Crypto truck or crypt truck.
Hey, you know, Frank says, let it go lower. You know, it's get out all the paper hands, get out all the non-believers, and then, you know, let us rise from the ashes, and we will have our victory. So
it's an inside thing, right?
Yeah. Frank made a post a while ago, you know, kind of saying like, you know, just trying to, basically, I'm kind of paraphrasing, but, you know, spread too thin, trying to please everybody, you know, can't make everybody happy in the community. So basically, you know, if you want out, see ya. And if you believe, stay and help us build and help us, you know, what he says, you know, build, try new things, break new things and keep on building. So
I think I remember that time period whenever there was just so much coming at him and all that stuff. But I mean, like, D-God still has their Ordinal collection too and stuff. I definitely could see that having a resurgence as well and stuff like that. So, all right. Next question is from Joshua Robert Hathaway. What's your game plan for Merlin Starter IDO that started today? Shizzy?
You're not able to buy a lot. I went on there earlier this morning and I did the IDO and it was like, I was able to do $50. And for a wallet. So I don't know. It was very small, but I don't know. I don't have a game plan. I definitely will be buying it on secondary. I want to get as much of this because if you don't know, launch pads do have the highest ROI in last cycle. Does that repeat? I don't know. But last cycle, when I was on Phantom stuff, Phantom Starter did like 100x for me. I didn't have a lot in there, but it still wasn't crazy significant. But, you know, I had a couple $100 that did really, really well for me. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Could this do 100x? I have no idea. Market cap seems to be pretty high coming out the gate. But it could do well, especially when we get into the latter part of this bull run.
Yep. Rick, are you playing Merlin Starter IDO?
Like Shizzy, I mean, you know, I would probably grab some on the secondary and, you know, see how it goes. Like all those things, you know, if you can get in on the seed round or private round, VC round is great. Then it always runs up. They all drop and it kind of finds a little maybe bottom happy area. And then it's cool to, you know, if I'm a little bit above, you know, VC pricing, it's okay. So, as long as they keep building stuff, I'm totally. And like I said, all these launch pads from last cycle were great. You know, you could hit, you know, quite a couple of big gainers. Even if a few of them don't do anything, those big gainers will outperform all the losers easily.
Yeah. And if you look at like even Merlin Swaps token, which did exactly what Rick G said, it's pretty smart to, you know, wait maybe like a week after the IDO and then grab it once it dips and then it's going to pop back up and kind of find that, like, you know, balance of a floor until the, you know, either the chain has the bull run or like all the alt season comes in. We're talking about, you know, Merlin chain, which would be considered an alt. So, you know, I definitely think that, like, for my approach, I'm going to take secondary as well. So that's three secondaries in, you know, out of all of us here. So, great question, Joshua. All right. Chief X AXL, one of our longtime members, says, on Unisats, how can we make our transferable BRC20 back into available? I mean, you could send it back to your regular wallet or to your own wallet address, and then it will come out of transferable to just available. Correct? Am I right?
Yeah, you just have to. You're basically burning it when you're sending it to yourself.
So appreciate the question, Chief AXL, longtime member. All right, let's see. Saiyan 228, another member of ours, and a member, you know, I think OSD as well. Maybe, I'm not sure. But Layer One Foundation also talked something about FBTC. Do we know what this is and what it's used for? I'm not sure what FBTC is.
It stands for Fractal Bitcoin. Yeah, it's basically their Layer 2's Bitcoin. It's, you know, how they're okay. Yeah, it's a wrapped
Bitcoin kind of.
It's the same as M Bitcoin. It's just on how they're playing on their Layer 2. Once you put it over there on their chain, you get F Bitcoin as the receipt for that Bitcoin.
Gotcha. So basically, it's the version of Bitcoin that you'll use when you're interacting with their ecosystem or environment. Exactly.
Yep.
All right. What else do we got here? A lot of people are taking it. I guess not too many questions for a Friday. It says, all right, BitRens, another member of ours, asks, how do we get involved with Bitmap Emporium? So, Rick, like, you being kind of close to that community, like, what's the best way to get involved from just the surface level?
Yeah, definitely follow the Twitter account. That's where Limitless makes regular posts with all the secret sauce and codes and things. Go to the Discord, waiting room. Be active. There's opportunities for, you know, to, there's all kinds of now websites that have been released for the next levels, which, you know, again, I'm a little behind right now, but follow Limitless on Twitter, jump in the Discord and the waiting room. And then, if you get some codes, I got the pre-sale, went ahead and, you know, paid for that on the pre-sale. Magic Eden, so I got at least that covered. So, you know, the next steps will be pretty much he makes posts through X, and yeah, and gives you all the details on how to follow. So if you love codes and riddles and crazy cool puzzles, then yeah, just dive in and rack your brain and then send us all the information.
Do the work and
please share. Yes.
Yeah.
Rick, could you explain a little bit more about that pre-sale thing a little bit? So what is it? So you said it's on Magic Eden?
Well, yeah. So a while ago, there was some codes to get to, you know, to the next level and get to the pre-sale for Magic Eden. So it was, you know, the window opened. He dropped the hints for when the times were. And so you had to get in there, have everything lined up. It was quite an ordeal, a lot of trial and error, but people helped out each other and made it, you know, simple to get everything lined up. But yeah, so they dropped the pre-sale. So that way, everybody who could get in early has already secured their position for the mint date. And the rest, yes, you know, there will be, I'm sure, a public or first come, first serve public phase. But the way the hype is going and the way the people are flocking in there, I don't know if it's going to get to that point. But, you know, we hope so.
Awesome.
Awesome. Great info, Rick. Great info. OK, let's see. Mike's World. Another great member of the show. Any withdrawal date for Merlin or B Squared? I know the withdrawal date for Merlin. I don't know the exact date, but I like last thing that I heard from Jeff was the halving block is what he's looking at for that.
Yeah.
In terms of withdraw your staking, B Squared. I'm not sure. Do you anybody know anything about B Squared?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I haven't messed with it. So, but yeah, I know Merlin. Yeah, is the halving should be that block or, you know, the next one. Everything should be, I guess, released or whatever at that point. But the B Squared thing, yeah, I'm not into that.
Yeah,
yeah. So, and one thing I noticed about the M Bitcoin, it's getting almost perfect with the Bitcoin on Merlin. It? Yeah, it's like I think I looked at it. It was like $500 cheaper. So that just tells me right there that it's going to be sooner than we think. So
as we get closer, it should get closer than, you know,
it right? Should be like pennies from each other because there's no arbitrage anymore. Right now there's a $500 arbitrage, but as the day comes closer, it's going to be smaller because there was this $8,000 arbitrage like a month ago. Was about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks.
$8,000 arbitrage.
Jeff
told us he bought 50.
Well, I mean, like it must have closed really, really quick because I think it like closed to like 2,000, 3,000.
It was like 5,000 kind of, for a long time. For
was at least it?
A week
okay.
and a half. Yeah,
man,
I regret not doing play. That, dude. I made a mistake, but yeah,
it's a big arbitrage play right there.
Easy $8,000. Yeah, for sure. All you had to do is give some Bitcoin. But
all right, next question from Nocturnal. This is definitely OSD and Ordinal Revolution member. Says any info on I'm So Chris's airdrop with runes for Bitmap Valley holders? I didn't know that. Is that the plan for Bitmap Valley holders too?
Yeah, so you're getting a piece of that as well. So everyone, so if you hold a champion, you get one. If you hold a Ordinal Revolution OG pass, you get. I think you get some as well.
Yeah,
you're gonna get airdrop. So. Yes. but yeah, so it's a lot of different things, and it, obviously, if you have the Evolve token, you're gonna get them as well.
Yeah, and I'm really bullish on their runes token. Just the fact that like Chris, I know Chris knows his stuff. He knows his stuff like from a technical level all the way, you know, to the community level. And you know, if runes, if these meme tokens are gonna pump to $3 billion market caps, then ones with like. You know, and he has backing now. He picked, congratulations to Chris and his team. They got funded, and so like this is going to be a whole new journey. I feel like for them, and so I'm bullish on their runes token, and I can't wait to see how they're going to integrate it for like a payment rail and stuff.
Yeah, I'm super bullish on Chris. I think he was on. I listened to him on a Spaces. I think it was yesterday, maybe, and it just yeah. He's way ahead of most people in this space, and he's such a nice guy and always helping out the community. And so I can't wait. That's one thing, the runes thing, that I don't care if I miss a couple other opportunities. I'm going to be really focused on Chris's stuff because he always does everything to like you know, top level, takes care of his community first, and does some pretty innovative, cool stuff too.
He does, for sure.
All right, Crypto Noob, this is a good question. What runes platform will operate like a swap on day one? Rune Pro, Unicross? See, I think this is the painting that was painted for a lot of these people that don't understand that, like, we don't have the computation functionality on Bitcoin without Opcat or I think it's OpCRV or CVR or something. Bob Ali mentioned it. There's not the capability for an actual swap on with runes. You're going to be trading it like Unisat or Atomical Market, you know, there's except for the, you know, no transfer inscription. So this is a good question, I think, like, because for the audience, right? So some of the audience probably thinks that runes is going to fix everything. It's not. But do you so Rick, to this question, do you think this kind of is going to disappoint part of the, you know, community?
Yes, it, you know, it very well may. Just depends on who can, you know, get it right, if at all. Like I said, on day one, I don't see, you know, things happening on day one. I mean, Magic Eden's got the button up there already, but, you know, and these other, you know, runes specific sites, you know, I mean, sure, they might have a little bit of an advantage, but yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting because, you know, when BRC20s first came out, we didn't have a whole lot of places to mess with them, just like one or maybe two. And then, you know, it kind of evolved. And, you know, and then same with ordinals. I mean, we were trading these things OTC in Discord, you know. And so that might be a case where, you know, some of these things, hey, in the Discord, hey, I got a, you know, 100,000, you know, XYZ, you know, and start doing some trading that way, because I don't see a whole lot of these platforms being ready day one. Maybe, you know, day two, six, 10, whatever, but yeah.
What about you, Shizzy, in terms of the swap, you know, because that's the question, is like operate like a swap.
I think swapping needs to get out of your head, unless you're using Merlin. On Merlin, you're going to see a lot of tokens over there. I'm not sure, like, let's just say, like, I own, like, I don't know, 100 uncommon goods. Can I send them to the NPC wallet and get them on Merlin?
I mean, technically you could, but, you know, you'd have to clear it with their team so it could get whitelisted and all that stuff. So, like, there would have to be
whitelisted by a community.
So there would have to be a thought out process for that, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, you'd have to have a team on the other side saying, okay, we're going to launch the uncommon goods runes token contract. So once, and like, this is the amount that we're going to accept for the supply, yeah, or whatever. So once that's sent over there, then you get as many of those uncommon runes tokens as you are going to set for that contract supply. Then you lock it out, and then no more, right? And so that's how you could do it. But it definitely would have to be a collaboration, right?
Yeah.
But
I'm probably just going to use Magic Eden. I'm not really worried about no swap and stuff. Just buy off Magic Eden.
Yeah, and Crypto Noob asks, you know, about Rune Pro. The one thing I do like about Rune Pro, first of all, it's a native Bitcoin exchange, right? So they offer the sell side liquidity as well as the buy side liquidity, right? So let's say that, like, if I have Shizzy Runes token and I have like 500 of them and I need to sell them, but I don't. Let's say I want to buy Shizzy Runes token and I want to buy 500, but I don't want to buy at the floor price. I want to buy cheaper than that. Then I could put an offer listing up for, like, I want to pay this amount for 500 Shizzy Runes token. And if Shizzy's going by and he's like, oh, I want to sell these right away, you could do it. So that's one thing I like about Rune Pro, is that it gives you the ability to be a little bit more liquid. But most of them are going to just be like the unit, how we buy and sell tokens on Bitcoin now. So, all right. I walk alone. What's the play if you only have $100 to blow right away? The most degen question right now.
Oh boy. $100. I mean, golly, a day ago you would have said pups, no way, but that would have made you double. So, but I mean, What's a good low entry into some ordinals? I don't know. There's a couple out there that might have some potential. Like in the and there's some out there with a really good low floor price that has some rooms potential. That's the only thing I can think of. Maybe something like that.
Wells, maybe Bitcoin Wells. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Or one of those, like, you know, I like the little what was it, the crypto noobs PFP, those little guys, the rune whisperers, right? Yeah, you know, yeah, those drop cool. down fairly inexpensive. I don't know if they're $100 or not, but
they're like 180,
yeah. I just thought, you know, they might have some runes play in there, or whatever. So yeah, $100. I don't know, maybe grab some world peas, you know.
Maybe, you know, see if one of these like community tokens dips and then try to throw the $100 at it and double it. You know, RBGO, OMBI, Peas, whatever, you know, something. Because with $100, it's okay to kind of throw darts in the dark, I guess. You know, well, it's all relative to each person, though. So
I think you should just save it for 7 days and 12 hours. Try to get a little bit more into that as well. But
yeah. Patapoo says buy some Zbit with his BTC machine PFP.
Yeah. You can get about 40 of them or something like that, right? 40, 45 of them, maybe.
Potentially.
All right. Where are we at? Okay, this is a good question. Mr. Unfiltered. What does the Surf One OG Pass do for owners since the site is up? Do you get any benefits from that? I know you held a couple. Shizzy.
Oh, yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm just, you know.
There's something on their site, on their homepage called Lucky Card. And I don't know if that's the same thing.
I don't know if that's it, yeah.
But like it says, if you can connect your wallet to it, I don't know. As of right now, nothing. Just, you know, the price go up, hopefully. That's all you can kind of hope for with that. But yep. Good question there, because those were definitely a hot topic not long ago. All right, crypto hot news. Mr. Yago B, how do you see MP token is still not moving from the launch day? If you take out first 15 minutes after launch, it did a 7X. Don't take things so personal, guys. Like, I wasn't saying that it's like a trash token. all I was saying is that like every big token is going to have its rise up and then like pull back. Like we saw it with every token. And so that's all I'm saying. I'm super bullish on MP token. I hold MP token and I'll probably continually pick it up as it's like this price. I don't know. What do you guys see the future of MP? This is a Merlin swap token.
Yeah. I'm saying, like I said, we just talked about it. If it goes up that big pump, has a nice little pullback, finds its, you know, good support level. If you can grab some, I'm bullish on it long term. But yeah, I mean, you know, if you can DCA in a little bit, if it dips a little bit more, you know, then, but you know, overall, yes, it's going to go up over time. But you know, like I said, everything goes up, it has a little retrace. Try to hit those bottoms if you can, or DCA a little bit if it goes down, average in, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah. My plan for these is DCA until it gets on OKX. When it gets on one of these big exchanges like Binance or OKX, that's when you start DCAing out. I think that's always been my perspective, is when
a
token DCAing out slowly, not like dump the whole thing on the exchange, but like start getting ready to like DCA out. I think when it gets to the exchanges, it has a 5x at best at that point, 10x maybe. You know, it's time to get it into something else that hasn't yet been listed, because that pump when it goes to the exchange is going to be insane. It's going to be like a 10x pump right before it gets on the exchange. It always happens, maybe a 20x, sometimes 30x. But then when it gets on the exchange, it usually dips after that and then eventually pumps back up. So I want to sell into that rally of the exchange.
Yeah. Good point. I mean, I just feel like there's a large opportunity for MP token being kind of like one of these larger, yes, it's the EVM ecosystem, but it's new technology on the particle network side with account abstraction. Yeah. So it could be like one of the first swaps that goes on multiple Bitcoin side chains in this ecosystem. So I'm bullish on it for long term. I'm going to hold. We'll see what happens once the volume increases on Merlin Chain. All right, we got one last question from FadCon, a member. He's saying, hey, guys, playing catch up here, but is Rats still hot stuff now? Rats. Did you get into Rats, Rick?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A long time ago. Again, sold half of it way too early, but did okay. Held a little bit, you know, for the nice pump up. And then I pretty much exited most of it a long time ago. You know, I don't think it has a whole lot of room to run at this point. I don't know. It's kind of been, from what I've seen, it's kind of been stagnant or down quite a bit. And I don't know if it maybe has a little pump here or there or something, but I'm pretty much out of the rats. Cause that was a, you know, the year of the rat. Now we're in the year of the dragon. And we're, you know, so all those are already gone. And I don't know if there is any kind of community behind it or whatever, but I, yeah, I made a couple bucks and moved on.
Yeah. It's at $260 million market cap. So, I don't know that not probably not too much room left on the upside. What do you think, Shizzy?
Yeah. It's too high market cap for me. I don't look for 5Xs. I look for 100Xs, and this is not something I'd be putting my money into.
Yeah. I did see there was a rune rat, airdrop, kind of ordinal thing, so maybe they are trying to do something with runes. But regardless, if it's going to be a one-to-one bridge or giving to their community, I think it's going to be probably already pretty high over there as well. But yeah, that's that wraps up all our questions. We have 280 people in here on a Friday, not bad. And man, what a great show! We appreciate you, Rick, jumping on with us.
Thank you guys. I appreciate what you guys done, because I've gained a lot of alpha from you guys. I've shared your show with some people, and I know you have a good loyal following in the extraordinary community. A lot of the guys in there follow you. And so all I can say is keep up the great work. Thank you guys for all you do. I know you went from, you know, again, literally doing like one video, like every now and again, then it was like couple a week, and now you're doing like five a day. So
five a day,
right? Well, you know, but yes, yeah. I mean, thanks again for all you guys do, and that's why it's I'm glad to support some guys who have been in it since the beginning, and you put out good information, you know, try to be as informative on all the different aspects of it. And that's what we're here to do, is learn about the different things, and you guys are doing a great job, so I appreciate that.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, Rick. Oh, I mean, you said DeFi discussions. I was like, I like this guy now. Like, I love this guy. Right? So.
Yeah. And those first few videos were like pretty raw, man. So
they were very raw. They were. No one go search those, because they're scrubbed. No, I'm just kidding.
But that was great, because that was the genuine. It's funny, because that's when you see the genuine people. Like, you know, you didn't, you know, you weren't there to, you know, care about, you know, oh, I got a big flashy show and I'm, you know, some big, you know, YouTube. You were literally just trying to help the few of us early degens, trying to get us information. You were like, hey, here's this new thing, we're trying it out, it might go to zero, but you know check it out. You know, so yeah, so I'm totally on board with that. And so again, thank you guys for everything you do. Keep up the good work, and I can't wait to see you guys in Nashville. We'll definitely have to have a few drinks and hang out for a minute.
Sounds like a plan. We'll see you, Rick.
All right, peace out.
Take it easy.
That was fun, man. I love having community members on. We're going to try to get more and more community members on. Rick was absolutely amazing. Love to have him on again as well. I love that. You get another perspective from somebody inside the community, inside the cabal, right, of Bitmap Emporium, which is awesome. So I'm getting, every single day, I'm getting more and more bullish on Bitmap Emporium and the Neo Tokyo guys coming from ETH to Bitcoin.
For sure, man. And you could, like, just sense the experience that he has in the space. He was talking, you know, ranging from, you know, tokens, ordinal collections, Bitmap, and all that stuff. So it's amazing having community on the show like that, and you know, get our audience and ordinal community get to see a fresh perspective.
For sure, for sure. But on that note, guys, we hit the end of the Ordinal After Hour. We appreciate you guys. We'll be back on Monday. We will have a video for you guys on Sunday. The weekend update is back this week. We did not have it last week, but it's going to be back this week. We're going to have everything recapped for you in one nice hour video. If it might go a little longer. That's how we usually do it. But we'll try to get everything wrapped up in a little bow for you for the weekend. So check that out. That'll be out on Sunday. Nothing today, nothing tomorrow. We did launch two videos over the last couple days. Check out the video with Bar from Bizarre with Blitzard, and then check out Archie from Merlin Starter. Two really good videos back there. And you know, if you have missed the BTC machines we had this week, and we had Jeff. Jeff video did absolutely amazing, over 8,000 views on it. You guys are animals. We appreciate you guys. Anytime we put a Jeff video out, it rampages. So that's definitely gonna be bullish on Merlin. But please hit that like, hit the subscribe. If you're not a member, think about becoming a member. You get exclusive videos. Next week they're gonna be probably easily like 5 to 10 videos next week explaining what we're doing personally, and you guys getting kind of the heads and we're thinking about doing a portfolio as well, like a little, maybe like a we tried we'll one before
the thing was is that when we tried it, it was like the descent of the last BRC 20 run, and so yeah. That's why it was like did you remember we still have this wallet?
Well, we're gonna sell everything in that wallet and we're gonna start fresh with the runes. It should be fun. We can probably add a little bit more to it as well, just kind of get a good start. Maybe do 1,000 to a million portfolio, rune portfolio, but we'll see.
Why not billion?
Let's try it, let's see what happens. But all right, guys, we will see you next week, same time. We'll be here every day next week. We have a special guest on Tuesday. Yago won't be here on Tuesday, but we have another amazing community member. He's been on the show before, but I won't spoil that yet. But it should be fun. Should be fun, and we'll see you guys.
Peace.
We OG. We OG. Or no OG. You're not bullish enough, yeah. Oh no, you're not bullish enough. You ain't got the oh no. I get stoned by the bolo. Bitcoin set to Olo, yeah. Experts on reload, yeah, yeah. You're not bullish enough, yeah. Oh no, you're not bullish enough. You ain't got the oh no. I get stoned by the bolo. Bitcoin set to Olo. Experts on reload, reload. Mempool getting hot. Everybody wanna rock, ayy. Runes is coming, everybody on a night, ayy. It's a nuisance, order no revolution, ayy. Order no revolution.
Yo, is my guy for real, bro?
Run stuff.
Got French right now. Yo, BRC 420, bro.
Yeah,
bro. Yo, that shit on fire, bro. Imagine if he in here.
Yeah, lock it in a seal.
Murder.
I got balls of steel. Nuki on the field. Yeah, this shit for real. With no calls, I get so far. Got 100 phone calls that I go hard. And they gon' love me. Smoke weed, huddle back. I get shiesty. Where my Bitcoin looking lovely. All this Satoshi's nothing above me.